Hello. Welcome to Edinburgh Castle. Welcome to the castle at Edinburgh. Listen. Coming together here for a very, very special equation of the manner in which we will be viewing ourselves in the castle at Edinburgh. Thank you for the invitation. What we're doing now is letting them begin to settle around us so that we may present to you the idea of the miracle that occurs at Edinburgh. I'm going to represent to you an idea that's in my mind in which I hope, there you are, to meet you in a frame of time reference that has to do with here and now, with no regard to the length of time that we're here. You come together, won't you? Those who you are about to meet, all right, here at the castle, will begin to look rather familiar to you. Shall we discuss why they look familiar? They're reflections of the memories that you have in your own mind. They're reflections of the idea of how I intend to perform acts in the Course in Miracles of recognition that within my mind, okay, will be the entirety of what we intend to do. Now, here's what we're going to do, just for a minute. The castle, which most of you are familiar with if you've heard of Edinburgh, can I take my sweater off? Here, what I'm going to do is this, to give you an idea of how we're going to do this, all right, I'm going to talk to you about Edinburgh and the manner in which the castle was formulated. Now, is this historic? Oh, sure. All right. Am I going to be a history for you so that you can look up the advent of you and I meeting in Edinburgh and the story of how it occurred? Huh? Sure. Sure. There's some good pictures. The idea of actually activating it are what I'm going to attempt to do within the scenario of the Course in Miracles, in which the idea of shorting the amount of time to which we know each other so that I can know you would mean very simply, and we're going to read about Edinburgh, that it could be anywhere within that frame where I suddenly appear and recognize you. Okay, let's read just a little bit. Listen. About our castle's history, proudly conspicuous, yet strangely secretive, menacing but still homely and human, a defiant fortress which manages nevertheless to welcome and charm, Edinburgh Castle is a multitude of contrasts that harmonize perfectly. They have evolved into a genuine and magnetic personality that casts a spell on all who come here. Castle Rock is where Edinburgh began. The site was inhabited and probably fortified after a fashion in prehistoric times. We know that when Lothian became a part of Scotland, King Malcolm III lived here with his Queen Margaret, who died, are you ready, in 1091, and was later canonized. And her son, King David I, built a tiny and charming chapel to her memory, and it remains to this day the oldest surviving structure on Castle Rock. Back for a moment, because I want you to see the value in looking at the history. So that when people begin to come in, the idea of Edinburgh, this could be true anywhere in the world, any idea about it, but this site is about Edinburgh and about the castle. Listen. Much damaged and often changing hands in the long and punishing wars of independence against England, Edinburgh Castle began to assume its present appearance in 1356, when King David initiated his ambitious defensive works. In the 15th century, King James III began using the castle as an ordnance factory, which must have drastically reduced its desirability as a residence. Ha! The prominent King James IV added the Great Hall, but the castle was by then less a royal dwelling than a fortress guarding the Scottish capital. As such, it was sacked for the last time in 1573, falling to the British after Mary, Queen of Scots, was brought down. Her son, King James IV, was born in Edinburgh Castle, and he later united the crowns of Scotland and England as sixth King of Scotland and the first of England. These are some of the peaceful elements that we found in what over a period of centuries had begun and became both a place of harmony and peace and a place of warring and warring in its attempt to demonstrate to you the particulars of how you look. This is a very old, traditional Scottish song. I need your love.
I need your love.
Yeah. When we came into the main hall, you began to gather around and listen as I sang you this song.
Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Yeah. Lonely rivers sigh, wait for me,
to see how we're beginning to gather with the joy of changing here in the castle lounge, the idea of a period of time that is going to obviously stretch from about the 8th century up till the present. Are you ready for when the present is? No. The idea that time is relative to the place of your location are what we're attempting to teach you here. You know, you're welcome here.
Are you?
This is called an unchained melody. It's about as old as any idea that you have about finding harmony within a close-knit group that then extends an invitation collectively to another group where we can find the harmony of what we call freeing the world in the idea of the necessity as we change our mind for a miracle in the freedom of our mind. I'm going to talk just for a moment because I want you to have the feeling here at Edinburgh of the necessity, not for much, for love and understanding and pain and death, but for the key word that we use in the idea of this, and it's called freedom. In the Edinburgh terms, in the Scottish ideas, all of it was in regard to freeing them from the ravishing that was going on, because all of us were constantly being invaded by ideas. Now, what we learned in our Course in Miracles is that the source of the difficulty that we're encountering is actually contained within our own mind. And what I'm going to do, and this will involve a demonstration that's going to occur in about 3 hours, of the physical healing of your body in Scotland. It's become very famous in the last 300 years. Okay, this incidentally is up to 2,200 now. I'm coming back here to what you call 2007, very simply because the idea of peering into the future and coming back into the present will be the same in the recognition that what I'm offering you in the moment of freedom will include what is already over in the demonstration of the manner in which I'm performing the act of healing. That's really why we came, isn't it? Now, the surprising thing is, there's no concern in Edinburgh about the place that it occurs, because that will be this place. What's important is the time into which you hold in your mind a memory that constitute a projection of your mind in what you want to see in the relationship. It's just one of the greatest lessons that has ever been performed, because it frees your mind to look with me at this, to look with me in the freedom, and I want you to offer it to me. Will you do that? Will you offer it to me? That's very bright. See, that brightness is simply an indication of your determination to accept responsibility for the captivity that you're expressing in your mind. Now, the idea that it's being expressed as captivity in the 14th century is not actually any different if we're at this castle than the expression that it's here and now. Will you listen with me? Listen to freeing the world. We're going to free the world from all that we thought it was. What keeps the world in chains but your beliefs? And what can save the world except yourself? Belief is powerful indeed, and the thoughts that you hold are mighty. And delusions are as strong in their effects as is the truth. The madman, a crazy man that's walking with you, thinks the world he sees is real, and he doesn't doubt it. Nor can he be swayed by questioning his thought's effects. It's too late. It is but when their source is raised to question that the hope of freedom comes to him at last. You listen with me. Saving the world and yourself in this cycle is easy to achieve, for anyone is free to change his mind, and all his thoughts change with it. Now, the source of thought has shifted. For to change your mind means you have changed the source of all the ideas you think or ever thought or yet will think. You free the past from what you thought before, and you free the future from all ancient thoughts of seeking what you really don't want to find. And the present now remains the only time. Here in the present, listen.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when.
It's really good to see you again.
We'll meet again some sunny day.
The idea of Edinburgh and the idea that we're actually going to begin to love each other do not refuse us the idea of memories of being here in Edinburgh, but it does offer us another place and time that we can use. Listen.
So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long.
Thank you.
They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go.
Thank you for the opportunity of freeing my mind with yours. There we are. Here we go. Now, the idea that the reflection that's coming back into my mind is an old memory that I can remember that I met you before. Glad we decided to come here and meet at this time, because the time that we were going to meet had already been decided in our reference. Listen with me. There you are. There you are. See? We're in each other's memories here in Edinburgh. Huh? And suddenly you're admitting that the way you've identified him is changing anyway, isn't it? History and Edinburgh Castle begins on the rock on which Edinburgh Castle stands. The rock was formed 70 million years ago. And recent archaeological excavations in Edinburgh Castle have uncovered evidence that Bronze Age man was living on the rock as long ago as at least 850 BC. 2,000 years ago, during the Iron Age, the rock had a hill fort settlement on its summit. Here we are back for a minute. Now, the idea that I am going to present to you the evidence of a presence of here and now, very obviously, if you're going to share it with me, could be a Bronze Age man. Okay, the presumption is in the idea of Homo sapiens that you are aware of a condition in your own mind that includes a freedom in your mind of the entirety of the universe. Certainly, when you gather as human beings and look up at the stars like we're doing in Edinburgh tonight, you're going to be able to catch glimpses of freeing your mind from the bondage. Listen, let's read a little more about how the healing is accomplished in the idea, because I'm demonstrating to you the freedom that I'm feeling. Remember when we talked in these last 2 hours about how I'm an 80-year-old Scottish guy who came here? Okay, let's listen just for 2 more minutes. The present now remains the only time. Here, in the present, is the world set free. For as you let the past be lifted and release the future from your ancient fears, you find escape and you give it to the world. You have enslaved the world with all your fears and your doubts and your miseries and your pain and your tears, and all of your sorrows press on it and keep the world a prisoner to your beliefs. And death strikes it everywhere because you hold the bitter thoughts of death within your mind. Now, what we're going to do is take a little break, and we're going to be entertained. Actually, it's time for lunch. What we're going to do here in Edinburgh Castle is have a little lunch in which we have a lovely singer going to come and sing a beautiful song for you. Then I'm going to come back here and offer you the certainty that within the particulars of my mind, there's a manner, if I begin to practice it, in which I can change the manner in which I am viewing in my consciousness the idea of the universe that seems to be around me, very simply by the fundamental admission that the cause of it is in my mind. In other words, I am captive of my own ideas of the place and the time that I'm in. Of the place and the time that I'm in. Now, that was action and occurrence in about the 14th century. There's another one. That was in about the 16th century. I'm excited by the prospect that you can make a physical appearance with me, and I'm trying to demonstrate it to you, and we come back after this beautiful song. You'll be able to see that while I appear to be this, Scotchman, Anderson, the idea that I'm a Scotchman going back to the 16th century are a true statement, but you remember this. The 16th century is as much going on right now as is your present condition. We'll be right back.
It's the heart afraid of breaking.
You stuck it out with me after that beautiful song that you heard. Listen. I want you to have this feeling of freedom of your mind. In the miracle that's happened in your mind, you're feeling the joy of the youth and vitality that represents you. Thank you. Now, here at Edinburgh, in the castle, we have some very special guests who are coming to us from outside of this galactic association. Now, what happens is, when you consider the idea of appearance of physical bodies, you have a tendency to associate them with the present condition, very simply because they're in the present condition. What I want you to see is the freedom that's occurring in your mind can demonstrate reflections of light that will identify you individually in any circumstance that you want to use. You see that? No. Are you performing that in your mind as well as mine? Are you being yourself? Here, I'll teach for just another minute. Are you going to be yourself? No. The admission you're going to be yourself becomes almost immediately dangerous in the idea that what's being reflected back to you, you at that time do not recognize as your own condition. So you have a tendency to bind your mind in the fear of loosing it to an alternative, of loosing it to an alternative. Listen with me. You want to listen with me? Now, you've got me pretty well identified in Scotland, where I'm now appearing here tomorrow as this 80-year-old Anderson guy. That's all right. What I want you to see with me is the power is in my mind, not in my physical body. Now, that may not appear to be true, but in order to justify the idea of the 16th century, when we made appearances together here and fell deeply in love with each other, we'd be a part of the circumstances that we're offering each other. Now, these are reflections of light that correspond to your appearance. And free my mind of the idea that I'm this body. That I'm this body. Listen. The world is nothing in itself. Your mind must give it meaning, and what you behold upon it are your wishes, acted out so you can look on them and think them real. Perhaps you think you did not make the world, but came unwillingly to what was made already, hardly waiting for your thoughts to give it meaning. Look with me. Yet in truth, you found exactly what you look for when you came. Here we go. Now, when you came into this Edinburgh setup, obviously you brought in your mind the idea of the reflections of light that you were getting outside yourself. And to the extent in which they differ, it's difficult for us to find the entirety of God's love, very simply because the reflection we're getting appears to be in a different place. Let's listen to how the miracle of changing our mind really works. There is no world apart from what you wish, and herein lies your ultimate release. Change but your mind on what you want to see, and all the world must change accordingly, because ideas leave not their source. This central theme that we use in our course must be borne in mind if you would understand what we are trying to get you to see. It's not pride which tells you that you make the world you see and that it changes as you change your mind, because that's the way it is. But it is pride that argues you have come into a world quite separate from yourself, impervious to what you think, and quite apart from what you chance to think you are. You listen with me? There's no world. This is the central thought that we're trying to teach you here in Edinburgh, in the idea that the variance in which you are having experience is going on constantly. Not everyone is ready to accept the idea that there is no world, and each one must go as far as he can, let himself be led along the road to truth. He will return and go still further, or perhaps he'll step back a while and then return again. Now, here's the idea of what we're offering you in the notation of the healing that's going on in my mind. Whatever you're thinking about the place that you are in, you have a very good knowledge within yourself that you actually don't know who you are, why you're here, or what you're doing. Now, the idea that you don't know who you are or why you're here, or what you're doing, make you formulate within your idea reflections that demonstrate enclosures within your own mind here at Edinburgh in what you think you are. Now, we have a nice cycle here. We've got 2,000 years. You see that? What I'm going to do is take the evidence. Look at this guy. There's a 14th century guy who has a moment of memory within his own mind which can take any body form that he wants it to take. Can you get this with me? In other words, we're freeing the world within our own mind in the circumstances in which I'm recognizing you, in which I'm recognizing you, in which I'm recognizing you in that, we have a lovely song. that goes with this. Would you like to hear what it sounds like? Here's what it sounds like. There you are.
Take a little.
There's a special group that came and asked if they could sing this song for you. Here we are.
That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
Huh.
You've got to laugh a little, cry a little.
Thank you. See how grateful I am for the love that I'm feeling meeting you here in Edinburgh. Listen.
As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms.
You're the one I've been looking for. What do we have?
We've got each other's arms.
You've got it when a little.
Who's a little?
Who's a little?
And always have the blues a little.
That's the story of that.
You ready?
We've got the world and all its charms.
I enjoy teaching the Course in Miracles so much. Thank you for joining me in the idea of the acceptance of ideas that are in my mind. There we are. Who cares?
And always have the blues a little.
Now that's the story of.
There's a moment here, and it lasts what we call 2 minutes. Actually, it's an entire cycle of a variation that's about to occur in Edinburgh. Those of you who are enjoying the sudden change may not recognize that it's actually change. All you know for sure is that you're feeling better about the freedom of the mind that you're finding in the idea of being free of the bondage of your body, which had previously held you in the captivity. You listen with me a little more about how you can free your mind from that bondage. Listen. Healing is the gift of those who are prepared to learn that there is no world and can accept the lesson where? Here and now. Their readiness will bring the lesson to them in some form which they can understand and recognize. When's that form going to be? Some see it suddenly on point of death and they rise to teach it. Others find it in experience that is not of this world, which shows them that the world does not exist because what they behold must be the truth and yet is clearly contradictory to the world that they see. And some will find it here in Edinburgh when you arrive with ideas of this 2,000-year cycle and in the exercises of changing our mind in the power of the love I'm feeling for you. Now, today's idea is true because the world does not exist. And if it is indeed your own imagining, then you can loose it from all the things you ever thought it was by merely changing all the thoughts that gave it their appearances. Here's what happened. The sick are healed as you let go all thoughts of sickness. And the dead arise when you let thoughts of life replace all thoughts that you ever had of death. Listen, very important. A lesson that you're learning now must be repeated in our course. You are as God created you. There is no place where you can suffer and no time that can bring change to your eternal state. How can a world of time and place exist if you remain as God created you? We're trying to show you here in Edinburgh at this time another way of saying that to save the world is to change your mind about what you think you are. To free the world from every kind of pain is but to change your mind about yourself. Why? There is no world apart from your ideas, because ideas leave not their source, and you maintain the world within your mind in the thoughts that you have about yourself. The enjoyment here, I'm going to teach for about 6 minutes about the idea of the reflection of light that you're getting from me. I'm representing to you the idea, I guess you'd call me an advanced teacher. I'll tell you this, the universe is a thought that I have of everything that is. That is, the entirety of the universe can only be thoughts of the mind. Now, the offering to you that there's only going to be a single mind are actually the condition in which you appear to suffer. The reason for that is, at the moment of your location in space-time, it appears to you, and we teach this as parallel universes. Do you remember this? Here, I'm going to teach 3 minutes of parallel universes. Okay? Is this what's happening in Edinburgh? Oh, sure. The idea that everything is going on at this time and that you're holding on to it in your time cycle are very simply why you're here. Am I telling you the reflection of that, what you appear to be out there, is actually in your mind? Is that what I'm telling you? Are you telling me then that is, let's go back to the Edinburgh. The old man who came here obviously goes back a solid 7 generations as an Anderson in the idea of the memories that are contained within my own mind. How are they different than yours? They're not. All they are is a simple admission in the exercising of the idea of a course in mind training. And that's why you've all decided to come to Edinburgh. You begin to experience a difference. Obviously, until you experience the different, you will believe that you can become old, that you can be sick, and that you can die. Now, my entire teaching to you and what I'm trying to demonstrate to you, this is back in the late 1700s. This is right after the Revolutionary War. Okay, I thought you might like to see the correspondence that I have with you. How long did it last? It was just a flash. Do you see that? But from the time that flash occurs in your mind, it becomes a memory in which you don't have to drag up ideas of getting reflection of yourself in the freedom that you're feeling. Let's listen just a little bit more to this. Will you listen with me? Listen to these memories. Listen to these memories.
No tears, no fears.
Thank you.
Remember, there's always tomorrow.
Thank you.
So what if we have to part? be together again. Your kiss. Your smile.
I'm glad you joined me here.
Our memories are treasured forever. So try thinking with your heart. We'll be together again.
Let's review just a little.
Times when I know you'll be lonesome. Times when I know you'll be sad.
Thank you.
Don't let temptation surround you.
Don't let the blues.
Don't let the blues make you bad.
Here we are.
Someday, some way, we'll both have a lifetime before us. Oh, for parting is not goodbye.
Thank you.
We'll be together again.
Here we go. Good to see you again. Thank you. Surprise. Say to me, I'm amazed. Feels like a miracle, doesn't it? It is a miracle. You're changing right in front of me here in Edinburgh. Listen. Don't let the blues make you sad. Here we go. Freeing the world in my own mind. I'm freeing the world. Release the world. Your real creations wait for this release to give you fatherhood, not of illusion, but as God in truth. God shares his fatherhood with you, who are his son, for he makes no distinction in what is himself and what is still himself. What he creates is not apart from him, and nowhere does the father end or the son begin as something separate from him. You listen with me. There is no world because it is a thought apart from God, and made to separate the Father and the Son and break away a part of God himself and thus destroy his wholeness. Can a world which comes from this idea be real? Can it be anywhere? Deny illusions but accept the truth. Deny you are a shadow of figures of reflections of light in your body form briefly laid upon a dying world. Release your mind and you will look upon a world released. Here we go. Our purpose here at Edinburgh is to free the world from all the idle thoughts we ever held about it and about all living things we see upon it. They cannot be there, no more can we. for we are in the home our Father set for us along with them. And we who are as He created us would loose the world this day from every thought we ever had. Here's our sentence. I, who remain as God created me, would loose the world from all I thought it was. For I am real because the world is not, and I would know my own reality. Our time is up. Our time is up. Now, to you, that may seem just like we came here to Edinburgh. All right, we spent this hour together. We had a nice lunch. We're carrying it with us in our mind. And we're going to go back out into the world. But you remember this. You're taking this world with you in your mind so that the feelings that you have in regard to it will change as you change your mind. That's how I'm meeting you. That's how I'm meeting you here in Edinburgh. A particular thank you for the miracle that you have decided by the curiosity of listening to the power that's actually inherent in you, in what we're seeing together, and the love that I'm feeling for you as we accomplish what was actually over a very long time.